Next slide. Christ's burial was costly. There had to be a lot done. The next slide reminds us of that. They had to actually carve out a niche for his body to go in, out of solid rock. And so when Joseph of Arimathea took this upon himself, he went, as we saw last time, purchased a tomb right next to the execution spot, which was a strange thing, because he wasn't from that area. Because no one would want to be buried by a garbage dump. No one would want to be buried by a place where screams and agony echoed around night and day. But he, in an expensive way, carved the tomb of a rich man for Jesus Christ. Next slide. They gave their time to Jesus. We saw that one of the great things about Nicodemus and Joseph is this, that they loved Jesus so much. The first expression of that was their time. They spent the time studying. They spent the time researching what it was that he was going to do. Then they spent their time getting down what needed to be done. They thought, we've got to get this tomb. We've got to get these spices. We've got to get right there knowing the timing of his death so that we can be involved. They gave their time. I want you to think about this. I mentioned it this morning. We who have so much liberty in Christ, are we in such bondage to our schedules and to our lives and to our plans for our careers and all of the various cares of this world that we cannot also give our time to Jesus? I thought about the hymn we were singing this morning. It talked about an hour spent when with thee I commune as friend with friend. An hour? Do we spend an hour with the Lord? What a reminder to us, even in the burial of Christ, that these men gave their time to Jesus. Next, they gave their treasures to Jesus. This lovely tomb is a reminder. And the next slide shows us, the one after that, I think, if you can get it there, that they actually went through all the investment that it took to make this a place where there was a garden, it says in the Gospel of John. I mean, another thing to think about, the treasures. When Joseph of Arimathea prepared this tomb for Jesus Christ, what he could have done is just made a little niche, just to stick him in, because it was going to be a very brief thing. But he didn't. He made a full-blown carved stone tomb, and he also purchased a garden that surrounded it. Because it says in the scriptures that's why we call it the garden tomb, because that's what John calls it. And near this place and surrounding it, Joseph purchased this garden, and the remnants of it are still there today. You see in the slide, a full-blown, working, wealthy person's inner city garden. And he gave his treasures to Jesus, knowing, as I shared with you last time, that according to Jewish ceremonial law, no descendant of Joseph's could ever be buried in that tomb. He lost it. And there's something about giving to Jesus, something I can't recover. And always through the scriptures, God emphasizes that. Remember, the widow irrecoverably gave her last of her wealth, her mites to Christ. Do you remember David, the man after God's own heart, when he got that offering by his three mighty men of the water from the well where he grew up? It was so important to him, he could have consumed it, and that would have made it really a wonderful moment. But what did David do with that water that was so precious? He poured it out. And at that instant, when he poured out that water, he made it last forever, because he could never recover it. When he consumed it, it was past. But he didn't consume it. He poured it out irrecoverably to the Lord. Do you remember when the woman came at night, so aware of her sinfulness, and began to weep, and she washed Christ's feet with her hair, and then she poured and broke her alabaster vial over? She irrecoverably gave up her treasure. She could have kept that. It was worth, they say, a year's worth of wages or more. She could have kept that because she was a woman. She was alone, didn't seem to be married, had no future, you know, livelihood. She could have kept that and said, I'm going to keep this to serve the Lord to the end of my life. But what's interesting is that the Lord loves irrecoverable sacrifices that we can't get back. And that's what Joseph gave to Christ. Their time, they could never take back. Their treasures, they could never recover.